as we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina from the Main Street Cafe overlooking the square. It's brought to you by the Hoffman Group. The Hoffman Group is one of the largest independent Ohio insurance agencies in western Cuyahoga, Lorraine, and Medina counties. If you want more, you can visit them online or call them, or you can go to Hoffman.com. And we have with us from the Hoffman Group, Jason Stevenson. Good morning, Jason. Thanks for sharing some time.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Is your office anywhere on the square here, or are you? We're
just about a mile down the road from the square, but right on one of the main drags. Take it right out of town east, and we're on the left.
But you always see all the activities that are going on here. You're not too far away then.
No, absolutely not.
The other things that are going on. Let's talk a little bit about the Hoffman Group. What are some of the main focuses of your insurance agents?
Yeah, thanks for asking. The Hoffman Group has been around a long time, 1919. I haven't been there that whole time, but the agency's developed a lot of different specialties in the last probably decade. For a long time, we were a general commercial and general personal lines agency, and today we have certainly commercial department, large businesses, small businesses, personal lines department, homeowners, autos, boats, that kind of thing, insurance-wise. We also have a health insurance department. We help companies all over with health insurance and benefit programs. And we've developed focused areas, things like executive protection for businesses and directors and officers insurance, things like construction specificity. We have a division specific to trucking. I kind of spearhead our trucking division. And the insurance agency model has changed like a lot of service businesses where folks today often, they don't go to a regular doctor. If they need knee surgery, they want to go see a knee surgeon. And so if you run a trucking business, you probably have an interest in a specialist that can talk to you about your trucking insurance and has other trucking clients and knows about your business, not just about the business of insurance, but about the business of trucking or the business of construction or the business of home health care, that kind of thing. And so we have specialties that not everybody does. It sets us apart a little bit.
There must be unique things within those industries that you learn about or you understand. These are the things that have to be written in the policies to work well for those folks.
Yeah, certainly. Every industry, every business has its own specific items which set it apart from the other business next door to it. If you're in trucking, for example, there's all kinds of regulations that don't apply to a construction company, for example, or don't apply to a hospital, for example, and so our specialists generally in those areas understand the trucking business or the home health care business as well as they understand the insurance business, which is not always the case.
You have enough parking space to afford an 18-wheeler to pull up in front of your offices over there?
almost.
Well, I also know that you've been involved in the community quite a bit. What do you like about Medina that's so special to you?
Well, Medina's home for me. I tell the story that my great-grandmother's 104 in September, and her parents and grandparents are from Medina, and I stopped counting before that. So this has been home for me and my family for a long time. My wife's from Medina, and her family too. And this is a unique community for any number of reasons. We have wonderful nonprofits here. We have great businesses. We have innovation. We have natural resources. We have a diverse subset of groups that contribute on a regular basis. Our square that you see right out the window is a central hub, if you will. But the community itself's awfully diverse, and you can go in any direction, geographically or community wise, and find whatever you're looking for. It's a wonderful place to raise a family, and that's the reason we're doing that.
Medina County is no stranger to severe weather. Have you seen a surge in claims over the past, let's say, 6-9 months or so? We've had all kinds of wacky weather here.
Yeah, I don't think Medina County is any different than other counties in Ohio or frankly, other Midwestern states especially. We have seen kind of a rash in insurance claims, and it is changing a little bit about the way the insurance industry underwrites, especially property policies, whether they're personal property or commercial property, on the expectation now that maybe 3 or 5 or 7 years of extreme weather isn't a fluke, maybe a more of a pattern. And so we see insurance rates rise often as a result of large claims activity or major claims spreads across an area. We just had two tornadoes, maybe as you know, touch down in Brunswick in the last week or so, and you don't have to get your calculator out to know that that's an expensive situation for homeowners and for insurance companies, and you extrapolate that across losses over the course of time, and certainly it's been an expensive several years for the insurance industry.
We often hear too about flooding. Mm-hmm. And for homeowners policies, oftentimes it's not part of it. What advice do you have for people who might be in a flood area or concerned about some of these weather changes we've had? What should they look for?
Yeah, you know, flood is slightly different than just standard fire protection of an insurance policy. Flood is a specialized component of mostly homeowners insurance policies, and really the right answer is to talk to whoever your insurance agent is. And it can be the Hoffman Group if you want, but if it isn't, certainly if you understand that you're close to a body of water, you're close to, especially to a moving body of water that has a tendency to flood, or you know you're in a flood plain, you'll want to talk to your insurance agent specifically about NFIP programs and whether or not their insurance policies cover flood. Ask for the definition between flood and water backup. Sometimes those are different. Every insurance company is slightly different in the way that they handle that. You know, if your sump pump stops working, is that a flood or is that water backup? We sort of use the terms interchangeably, but insurance can get very specific about what's covered and what isn't. And really talking to your insurance agent, making sure you have somebody that understands what their policies cover for you is ultimately the best advice I can give them. And I, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't plug our personal lines department at the Hoffman Group. We have a number of folks internally that handle personal lines. We deal with a number of different insurance companies. We shop different insurance companies, which is different than some of the standard on the TV advertisers that you see, if you will. You call us and we can give you a quote from 3 or 5 or 7 maybe insurance companies and give you a variety of options. We do a good job, and I'm proud of those folks.
And as you started at the beginning, you talked about all the different areas and how you have different people that kind of specialize, which is always helpful to have somebody who kind of knows, whether it's on the personal level or from the business level,
right,
what needs to be answered or what kind of questions you can.
Yeah, that's a, it's 100% right. I know a lot about trucking, but I'm not your flood or water backup guy. I have folks inside of our office that really know 100% more about that than I do, and that's what makes us unique. You can call us for anything, and we can route you to somebody that really does know everything there is to know about what you're asking. You're not going to get an answer that isn't specific and isn't correct.
So you're wearing the suit when you go out and visit these truckers. Are you dressed like that? Are you trying to, you know, because you never know where their business is or where you got to get to. But
you know, every trucker's different. Truckers are just like any other business owner. Some wear jeans and a dirty T-shirt every day, and some wear suits and really nice clean shoes. Anymore, the trucking industry is full of business people. And, you know, they understand their math, they understand their numbers, they really understand their business, they work on tight margins, they're educated, and they're business people. And, you know, I find wearing a suit every day sets a tone for the fact that we're serious about what we do, and you know, not that you can't be serious about what you do if you wear something different, but we want them to understand we're professionals, and demonstrating our professionalism is important.
Yeah, well, sure, when it comes to insurance, you want to have confidence with the group that you're tied into as well.
Yeah, at some rate, we sell your confidence in us. You got to have confidence that what we tell you is right, and that we're going to protect you in the event of a claim, in the event of an incident. You want to know that you can trust the folks that you bought your insurance policy from. Most people never have a use for insurance, but you want to sleep well at night knowing that you trust the folks you dealt with. And maybe a suit doesn't make that happen, but it's part of helping people understand we're a professional organization and that we take this very seriously.
Jason Stevenson with the Hoffman Group, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. If people want to find out more about the group or organization, what's a good place for them to go to?
You know, callhoffman.com is really the best place to go. All of our contact information's there. You can apply online. You can select the department you're interested in communicating with. Callhoffman.com is really the best way to get to
Sounds
us.
Good. It goes agencies in Western Cuyahoga, Lorain, and Medina counties. Jason Stevenson, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for doing the spotlight on Medina, guys. We appreciate it very much.